Welcome to the call. I believe all the candidates are on the call now. We are 11 minutes past the starting time. Therefore, I will give the floor to Gisela and ask her to start the call and to start recordings, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Sabrina. Thank you, Veronica. I will get the call started now. Heather, if you would be so kind as to start the recordings, and we will now start official interpretation. Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the Lacrallo Candidates Questions and Answer Call on Monday, the 18th of January at 2300 UTC. On today's call, we have Carlos Aguirre, Maritza Aguero, Humberto Carrasco, Raitme Citerio, Alberto Soto, Carlos Vera, Antonio Medina Gomez, Sergio Salinas Porto, Johnny Loriano, Alfredo Lopez, Ricardo Olmquist, Wanda Scartesini, Silvia Herlein Leite, Renato Ribeiro, Carlos Vera, Alejandro Pisanti, Leon Sanchez, Alina Andrade, and Fatima Cambronero. On the English channel, we have Alan Greenberg. No apologies noted from Jacqueline Morris and Dev Anand Tiluxing. From staff, we have Sylvie Vivanco and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but also to allow our interpreters to identify you on the other channel. Our interpreters on the Spanish channel this evening are Veronica and Sabrina. Welcome. And if I could also please ask you to speak loud and clear to allow for accurate interpretation. Thank you very much, and over to you, Alberto.
Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you, Gisela. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome to our call. Since we are a little bit behind schedule due to some audio issues, we will move on to item number two on the agenda, that is adoption of the agenda. Humberto, you have the floor. Humberto, go ahead, please. Alberto speaking. Humberto, you have the floor. Sylvia speaking. It seems that Humberto has dropped. Alberto Soto. Therefore, I will continue. I will move on to the adoption of the agenda in the interest of time. So item number two is adoption of the agenda. And then item number three is staff, that is Sylvia Vivanco in this case, who will explain our methodology for this conference call. Item four, every candidate will have 5 minutes for a presentation and Q&A. Then we will have new questions and answers. And then every candidate will have some time for closing remarks. So, Humberto Carrasco speaking. My apologies. Thank you, Alberto. My audio had dropped. Alberto speaking. Oh, not a problem, Humberto. Don't worry about it. Now I will give the floor to Sylvia Vivanco. Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining this conference call. Today, I will be the moderator of this call, and I will explain this call methodology according to the agenda. We have three candidates for Lacrallo Chair and three candidates for the Lacrallo Secretariat. First of all, we will have candidates' presentations and their replies to the questions posted on the wiki page. This first round will be in alphabetical order. Every candidate will have 5 minutes for their presentation. And please note there is a timer in the Adobe Connect room. So this will take 30 minutes. Then we will have a second round, Q&A round, in reverse alphabetical order. Please, I ask participants to start drafting their questions in the chat room and specifying the candidate they are addressing, or else raise your hands in the Adobe Connect and staff will take note of the speaking order. And we will have again 30 minutes for this second round. Finally, there will be a closing remarks round with 3 minutes allocated to each candidate, totaling 18 minutes. As you can see on the wiki space, we have all the documents. We have the Lacrallo Leadership Selection section. You can see the statement of interest for the candidates. And without further ado, candidates will now hold the floor. So we will now move on to candidates' presentation and summary of responses. And now I give the floor to Mr. Carlos Aguirre. Carlos, go ahead, please. Carlos Aguirre speaking. Thank you, Sylvia. First of all, I would like to test my audio. Can you hear me? Okay, I see that you can. So, hello, everyone. It's a pleasure for me to join you today on this call and try to convey some ideas I thought about and thought of for this call. First of all, I would like to introduce myself. As you can see on the Adobe Connect room, I am Carlos Dionisio Aguirre. I am one of the founders of this Latin American and Caribbean region back in 2006. Some of the participants on this call and myself were there. Many of us worked very hard, and I was elected as one of the first Lacrallo representatives before the ALAC back then in 2006. After that, I was re-elected, and I must say that was a very good experience for me. Following that, I presented my nomination to the NOMCOM for a position at the GNSO. The GNSO evaluated my resume, interviewed me, and once again, I was nominated, or I was appointed to the GNSO, where I served for several years. That was a very important experience as well. And I served until the meeting in Toronto in 2012. I was involved and engaged in the entire new GCLD process, and that enabled me to become knowledgeable of stakeholders, processes and stages within ICANN, which is quite significant at this stage. I teach economics. I have held a teaching position at university for more than 25 years. For more than 10 years, I have held tenure teaching information society law. I am a member of the Bar Association of Cordoba. I was elected to a position there, and I also wear a couple of other hats that I'm not going to refer to right now, but you can see them on screen. Let us now move on to the questions previously posted. Let me focus on that. First of all, our goals. I will be brief because I see I have a minute and 45 seconds left. But, and I don't want to tire you, or maybe you do not have time now and you can listen to the recording later. I put forward some fundamental points or items that have to do or entail the continuity of certain initiatives that have been well implemented to date. First of all, I want to focus on reaching out to new ALSs in countries or regions where we do not have ALSs, highlighting that this is not only up to the leaders in the region, but it also entails everybody in the region. We can all help. Secondly, I would like to focus on capacity building. I helped Alberto and Umberto, but I believe we need a different orientation, so to speak. I believe we need to focus on the ALSs themselves, and capacity building needs to stem from there. First of all, I propose reaching out to each and every one of the ALSs to get their feedback, to get ideas, to be transparent in terms of participation. I think that is pivotal. In that regard, let me say that in our operating principles, we need to be able to remember that organizations need to be precisely organizations and not single person entities. And if that is the case, then we need to create a different opportunity or possibility for people that want to participate as single individuals. And finally, I want to focus on obtaining funds, money, so as to organize or hold more meetings, especially with a focus on capacity building for those that are really willing to engage in these initiatives. So we need to generate this by means of government relations, engaging with the private sector, with NGOs, etc. So this is the foundation to build this initiative if I can take up a leadership position. Silvia Vivanco speaking. My apologies, Carlos. Your time is up. And I would like to remind everyone that we need to observe the time because we have several candidates on the call. Now I will give the floor to Maritza Agüero. Maritza, go ahead, please. You have the floor. Maritza Agüero speaking. Can you hear me? I'm Maritza Agüero. I'm from Peru. I'm a Peruvian lawyer, and I am the vice president of the Peruvian Association of Internet Users. I have been an attorney for more than 10 years, focusing on domain names. I have worked for the private sector, for the public sector. I have held specialized technical positions, and as you can see on my statement of interest, I come from the academia. I have certain experience as a practicing attorney, and I became involved with ICANN at ICANN 47 as a fellow in Durban. And then I was a fellow in London, and in the meeting held in Buenos Aires, I was selected as a booth leader for the fellows during that meeting. So I had the opportunity to lead the booth together with a very dear friend of mine from Argentina.
And we introduced new mechanisms to be able to achieve greater participation from people, from the community, from fellows. Currently, I'm being selected to be a coach for our next meeting in Morocco, in Marrakesh. And I introduce myself here, and I express my willingness to participate, to work, to be able to become a bridge, to join and to contribute to the work of the community by collaborating with the chair. I am a bilingual person, so I feel very comfortable speaking English. That was one of the reasons why Janice, a person from the fellowship group, selected me to lead this booth. And the idea is to be a communication bridge between people, English and Spanish-speaking people. I work for a very important lawyer firm. I am also work at in a region. So my daily work, I work in a cultural diversity. And I also work, or I would like to work for a region to develop connectivity, but as well, this company is foreign-owned company with capitals from Brazil. So I'm also very used to working in cultural diversity. I also have been trained in other countries in training and in marketing. I have two masters, and I have a degree in economy and consumer's rights. I'm also a professor at the postgraduate school, which belongs to the Pacifico University, which is one of the main or the leading universities in Peru. And I'm at your disposal for any question that you may have. I know that we need to stick to the time, and I want to comply with that. So with this, I thank you all for your time. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Marisa, for your speech. Now I will give the floor to Humberto Carrasco. Humberto, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, good morning, good night, everyone. I'm from Santiago de Chile, so I am very happy to be here, having finished my postgraduate courses in Edinburgh. I'm a lawyer by profession. I am from Chile. I'm also a professor at the Universidad Católica del Norte. And I am also the Secretary General of the ABI Chile, that is my ALS that I am representing in ICANN, and in this case in Lacrallo. Nowadays, I am finishing my term as a secretary in Lacrallo. I believe that after being 2 years in that position was enough, and the idea is to give the opportunity to someone else, a new person, to be on that position. And the idea is to be the candidate for Lacrallo chair. I just wanted to tell you that it was my pleasure to be a secretary in Lacrallo, but at the same time, that was a not really good experience. I mean, I have to be very honest. In our organization, we have very talented people, and to tell you the truth, I was really impressed by seeing so many people working so hard. And I should say that the ICANN world is really complicated at times. So you need to be and to have a lot of experience. I've been participating, or in fact, I participated at ICANN for the first time in 1999 in Chile, and then in Uruguay in the year 2000, and then I have to stop participating, and I went back to ICANN in 2011. And now I'd like to speak about my plan. My plan, my working plan, is to continue with some of the ideas we have been developed with Alberto. We try to move forward quite a lot with him, I mean, particularly focusing on ALSs. Personally, I would like to focus on that, and I would like to keep on working on capacity building, training, and in that sense, we have a dissimilar experience. We had a period with a lot of participation and a lot of training, and some other periods which were not so successful recently. So I would personally like to do a poll or a survey so as to see how we can increase participation and to try to solve all the issues and increase participation. Within my working plan, I would like to address the problem that we have with the Caribbean region. From my personal point of view, I believe we have to make our best effort to try to incorporate them and to make them participate, although we know that this was a subject matter for many discussions, and perhaps I might agree on the fact that anyone can have their own opinion, because that is freedom of speech, and I am in favor of that. But I am not, I do not agree fully with the way in which that was done. So I believe we have to solve, we have to negotiate, we have to sit all together with the relevant actors, and we have to discuss together with staff and perhaps by means of facilitators so that we can solve the issues that are dividing us. That is one of the essential points from my working plan. I would also like to address some other topics. One of them has to do with the fact of increasing coordination between LAC-RALO leadership and LAC-RALO working groups. There is a group which seeks to increase participation from ALSs. So in this sense, we have to intensify the collaboration between the crop program and LAC-RALO. We have been working on that. I believe we have to continue with that. We have to fine-tune, and the idea is to achieve better results in the end. And after having said this, I would like to finish my presentation. I would like to thank you all for listening to me. Thank you. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Umberto, for your presentation. Now I will give the floor to Raitme Citerio. Raitme, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Raitme Citerio. Good evening. My name is Raitme Citerio. Since 2014, I've been participating in LAC-RALO discussions through my ALS, the ISOC, the chapter from Venezuela. And I was able to realize through my participation at LAC-RALO, I was able to see certain situations that I would like to work on so as to achieve a better understanding among all ALSs, either from the Caribbean region as well as from the other parts of LAC-RALO. I belong to the computing sector. I am very involved in governance issues because I've been working and participating at the IGF, like IGF. I have also participated in many other events in Venezuela. I have also participated in the technical community at the ITF in two opportunities, and I have also participated in some other areas. And I have skills in the creation of burden communities, and I believe LAC-RALO has a lot of things to do, a lot of things to improve and to work on. For example, to make the most of the Caribbean region and to work with the LAC-RALO area, such as to increase participation. So I believe, I feel that from the Secretariat, we have to promote good relationship and to encourage dialogue among the stakeholders. I would also like to propose something else, and this is to have the rotation of the Lacroix-Lost Secretariat. And I would also like to deal with this, and I would like to divide the region in different zones so that the Secretariat may have a rotation criteria that is on one hand when it comes to the Secretariat. As the previous candidate said before, the idea is to have new people to be incorporated. I would like to improve the member certification mechanisms. This is something interesting to do. And I would also like to explore virtual training to see the different skills I have developed due to my work, different skills on that sense, and I would like to transfer that knowledge to Lacroix-Lost and the different ALSs. I know there are economic problems within the ALSs and that there are many needs in our region, unfulfilled needs. I would also like to speak about the training programs for new members and new ALSs. That is something that I believe Secretariat can do and work on so as to contribute to the region and to have a more integrated Lacroix-Lost. Thank you very much for this opportunity. And now I give the floor to my next colleague. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Raime. Now I will give the floor to Umberto Soto. To Alberto Soto. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia. Well, I have already posted on the wiki page the summary. I have a degree in geography, in mathematics, in computing, and in law. But the most important thing in my career is to put forward the problems and solutions. This is the way in which Lacroix-Lost may grow. We have to recognize that we have problems and we have to create the solution in an educated way without aggression. We have work on that, but we have a long way to go. So I commit myself to keep on working with Rodrigo de la Parra and with other colleagues. Umberto said something, and the staff is working. ICANN staff is working on that problem, and they are now taking into account a well-known international facilitator specialized in the multi-stakeholder process. He is an English and Spanish-speaking person, and we will all be involved in the process. I believe that participation has increased, but we have to keep on working so as to see how we can improve. And, of course, it is well known that not all the topics are interesting for everybody. And when it comes to some topics, we have certain participants, and for other topics, we have some other participants. So the idea is to achieve better participation and have better results in discussions. Each ALS should have special participation, but, of course, we need to invest our efforts. We have been talking about the crop program, but please let's take into account that leaders can only collaborate in the search, but each ALS is the one who has to work for the project. So that is how we have put some efforts on certain ALSs for certain projects, and we have some projects that were not approved and some others that were approved in that sense. Now, when it comes to the teamwork, well, this is what makes us or help us to manage our projects. We have to work on that, and we have to work that within our main list, because when we all work, we all learn, and we can collaborate. We can receive constructive critics and criticism and to work in that sense. That is what I'm trying to do. That is what I have posted on the wiki. The idea is to keep on working with the ALSs. I have sent emails on several occasions during my term. I had a good deal of responses, but for one ALS, which was being decertified, and we stopped that process. So this task has to be a task done by the Secretariat, by the Chair, and by the ALSs. This is a joint work. I would like to have specific training for Lacroix-Lost leaders, but for leaders within Lacroix-Lost. I've been fighting, and I would say this between quotes and quotes, in ALEC for this to be achieved. And we have once a year a training, which goes before ICANN meetings. So, but this is only for ALEC members, chairs and RILO chairs and secretariat. But this is not enough for me. We have to prepare people so that they can be ready to occupy their positions. So I believe that I will devote some time to that. And I would like to say something. Mistakes are made by people who work. Only that. Thank you. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto, for your presentation. Now, Carlos Vera, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Carlos Vera speaking. Good afternoon. I hope you can hear me. I have expressed the different volunteer positions that we have in the RILO and in any other organization. All of them are compatible with our activities. But these are important to take into account because we are volunteers, and certain level of agreement there should be between the work as a volunteer and every daily life. And sometimes these volunteer work should supplement the academic activities. And at the same time, we try to represent the interests of citizens and end users who should have a voice within our organization. On the other hand, I am in favor of renewal of positions. No matter how good that the person might be or how good a project could be, if no leaders are to be created, that is not enough. Any re-election for a second term, for a second period, it makes no sense when we are trying to look for permanent leadership from the community. Representation when it comes to the secretary has to be organized. The secretary should know the rules, should be able to draft and to consult positions, for example, within a general assembly or within a working group, and with a great understanding of the rules. Within this environment, and he also needs to be well aware of the topics and have knowledge on that. But having knowledge on legal rules is not enough. It is also necessary to take into account end users, the implications and applications of these rules. On many occasions in the RILO, we could see rules which were not properly applied or who were not applied at all, which gave rise to different issues. So in order to be able to represent RILO, the RILO should not be represented by the chair only. The community could be represented by the secretariat, and where there are tough working conditions that should be improved so that the work that had been done by other people can be well represented, and where we can have good results with good rules, pertinent information at the reach of everyone. And if we can achieve that, I think we are on the good on the way to go. When it comes to the chair, we need to have an efficient secretary aware of the guidelines to follow and aware of the orders, of the notes to be taken, the resolutions, and the community, which is something of vital importance. Otherwise, we won't be successful in the region. That's why the involvement of the secretariat, which is something important to take into account, and that's why I'm interested in participating. And I believe that experience in applying rules and the pertinence of these rules within the RILO, that is one of the most important tasks for the secretary. That is, this is a coordination task that we need to develop to support the community. Thank you.
Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Carlos Vera. We will now move on to the second round. I am checking the chat room. I don't see any written questions, so if you want to ask any question of the candidates, please raise your hands. Otherwise, I will give the floor to our speakers, to our candidates. Oh, I see a question from Sylvia Herlane. I will read it out loud, and then I will give the floor to the candidates. So Sylvia says, a question addressing all candidates. There is no doubt that there are serious engagement or relations problems between English speaking and Spanish speaking ALSs. How are you going to achieve your goals and fulfill your obligations in a divided Lacralo? So Carlos Vera, go ahead, please. Carlos Vera speaking. Thank you for the question. I believe we have to understand how to apply the rules that govern us. If people do not understand rules, then they apply them at their discretion. That's it. This applies to corruption, to lack of transparency. So applying rules at someone's own discretion derives from not understanding or not knowing the rules. When rules are clearly set, when procedures are clearly set, the secretariat is not a second leadership or a second head, so to speak. It has a supporting role. Any organization needs an efficient secretariat that is knowledgeable of our rules so as to do away with people applying rules at their own discretion. Therefore, we eliminate any arbitrary or personal decisions, and the rules will apply on an equal footing to everyone, and we will not have these current divisions that we face nowadays within our RELO. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you. Carlos Alberto Soto, you have the floor. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you. It seems that this is a current or topical issue, but we've held discussions within ALAC and ICANN, and this is a long-standing issue. I am not going to take up these minutes by telling you about my initiatives on this issue. I started many personal initiatives. In 2013, I invited Carlton Samuels in Buenos Aires. I invited him, or said that I would nominate him for the Lacralo chair. That was my proposal, and he said he declined that offer. And we are working with the GSE team, with Rodrigo de la Parra and with ALAC staff on this issue. We are really focusing on this issue so as to resolve it. According to Rodrigo de la Parra, very shortly we will have a concrete reply on this issue that we started working on in Dublin. Now, what am I going to do? Leon, I think, is asking that. Well, what I intend to do is to continue working with a criterion of inclusiveness. Please read what I posted on the Wiki space. Thank you. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Alberto. Raimé Citerio, you have the floor now. And the question remains the same. Raimé speaking. I was able to speak with some English-speaking ALSs who voiced their concerns regarding certain aspects, especially working groups. This is a problem that we need to overcome on the basis of rotating nominations or leadership positions within those groups. So we need to focus on Lacralo procedures, rules of procedure, and on the existing or current ALSs and the ones we do want to recruit and integrate. To that end, it is necessary to reach out
to them, but not in a political fashion, but in a direct and clear way, so that clear steps are taken. Because if we end up in something extremely political, we will have political but not practical solutions. And we need to focus on practical solutions that will achieve a result that all stakeholders can appreciate. In Brazil, for example, the job is much bigger. It's a much bigger task. All of us need to focus on that, even the members from the Caribbean. That's my point of view. Thank you. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Raidme. Now we give the floor to Umberto to reply to the same question. Umberto speaking. Well, this is the million-dollar question. We would all like to have the answer for this question immediately. But that is not the case. It cannot be done. This is a long-standing issue. There are many open wounds, and we need to be transparent regarding interests. There are many secret agreements among certain parties that are not really transparent, agreements in terms of elections, and we don't have to be afraid. We have to be honest and be transparent about those things, and we need to say whatever we think in person, face to face. If that does not work, well, maybe we need to resort to a mediator, we need to amend bylaws, rules, etc. But we need to work honestly. We need to be honest. We are together in the same region, whether we like it or not. This is like having a neighbor, and suddenly you cannot move houses, and you have to come to terms with that neighbor, and you have to engage in a good relation, because that's the way it is. And this is what we need to do. We are reasonable people. Thank you. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you. Umberto, Maritza, please go ahead. Maritza speaking. Thank you. Regarding this question, I believe that it is clear that we need to strengthen communication channels, and the secretariat support to the different ALSs and the chair working directly with staff is of paramount importance. I have been able to observe, in terms of lack of communication, that when people do not speak English, maybe translations are not correct, or there is a communicational issue. And this is what I see in terms of English speaking members. This is what they indicate in different chat rooms. So this participation issue on different communication channels is something that needs to be resolved. Clearly, we cannot speak about teamwork, collaboration, consensus if clearly we do not start off on the same foundation. So clearly, the secretariat's role would entail proficiency in English so that they can communicate with people from the Caribbean who clearly are English speakers, with Portuguese speakers who also speak English very well. So that entails being a communicator and engaging in that role. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Maritza. And finally, Carlos. Go ahead, please. Carlos Aguirre. Carlos Aguirre speaking. I believe that when you tried and tried and tried again and again and something is not working, clearly if you cannot achieve a result, you're not doing something properly. And I believe that when this is the case, there are several issues to be considered. And I believe there have to be rules that must be observed. And I agree with Umberto in terms of being serious I think that working seriously is fundamental. There are people in the Caribbean that are willing to work. Maybe not with a lot of protocols, so to speak, but there is also a group of people from South America that do want to work. And I agree with Maritza in that it is essential to have or to be proficient in English. So I believe this is a complex issue with several factors involved. However, we do need to insist on communication and dialogue. And as Fatima was saying, we need to ask the Caribbean what is it that they really want. I believe that the incumbent leadership failed there, and hence we have a divided region. But we cannot give up. Thank you. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Carlos Aguirre. I have a question from Leon Sanchez. How are you going to tackle the clear division among the ALSs or between the Caribbean ALSs and the rest? What practical solutions do you foresee or can you think of? So in the interest of time, maybe we can focus on practical solutions to tackle this division. So if I may, I would like to consolidate both questions so that you answer both of them together. So that's the way we're going to proceed. And now we reverse the speaker's order. So Carlos Aguirre, you have a minute to reply. Carlos Aguirre speaking. Of course, Silvia. I think these are follow-up questions on the same issue. I think we need to focus on dialogue, on clear rules of procedure, on language skills, and everybody's position has to be clear. I believe that we need to engage in dialogue full-time, not part-time. Honestly, this is a serious regional issue and it hasn't received a total or full dedication. Sylvia speaking. Maritza, go ahead, please. Please focus on practical solutions or initiatives. Maritza speaking. Thank you. Regarding practical solutions, we should ask them directly, why is participation low? Why is there no participation? Why are people not working together on a project? As other candidates and I myself indicated, this has to do with strengthening communication and increasing participation in the working groups and the different initiatives. So this support is fundamental. And the secretariat, the chair, have to focus on this and strengthen ALSs, focusing on the multi-stakeholder model. Sylvia speaking. Thank you, Maritza. Next speaker, please. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Yes, I think I agree with Alberto. In Dublin, we said or we indicated to staff that we need to resolve the issue with the Caribbean. I believe we need to have a face-to-face meeting with the stakeholders, not only the leaders, but different groups in the region, ISOC among several others. And we need to hold a meeting and resort to a mediator and reach an agreement. This entails face-to-face and online or virtual meetings, and we need to engage in this effort, and we need to be honest, to tell the truth and be transparent. And once everything is clear, we can reach an agreement. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Humberto. Next speaker, please. Raitme. Raitme speaking. Okay, as I was saying, the issue goes beyond misunderstandings or translation issues. Let us leave that aside. I have spoken with some stakeholders that feel that they are left aside because there are battles for power, and that has to change. And that is reflected in engagement and participation metrics, something that unfortunately has not been adequately addressed. Also, those face-to-face meetings, as the prior candidate was saying, need to be held in person, face-to-face, so as to finally bridge those gaps once progress has been made by working virtually or online. Thank you. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you. Alberto Soto now, you have the floor, please. Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you. I will focus on practical steps that I have already taken. I mentioned that I mentioned my offer to Cousins so that he would be the Lacrallo chair. I appointed an interim secretariat where Umberto was not able to attend the meeting. And I appointed, sorry, I didn't appoint anyone. I sent an email to all the Caribbean ALSs, and somebody ended up in the secretariat. I will deal in more detail with that later. And somebody attended only just one meeting and then stopped participating. I spoke with Carlton, with Dev in Buenos Aires in 2015, and I asked them that before Dublin, the three of us should work in order to hold a Caribbean summit within the or as part of the 2017 budget. And I received no further reply. It takes two to tango. So I will continue working so as to resolve this issue. Thank you. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Alberto. And Carlos Vera now, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Carlos Vera speaking. Thank you. I believe that at this stage and in front of a problem that is a long-standing issue and very hard to resolve, ask the Caribbean and try to find out what is the problem with them. It's a sort of offense for them. I believe that what we need to do is to work or focus on supplementary actions or collaborative actions so that we can work as a team together and prioritize the institutions. If the institutional rules are clear, if information is systematized, if rules are observed, then rules will be applied properly on an equal footing and not at someone's discretion. This has been one of the main sources of controversy within the RALO in terms of the Caribbean stakeholders, and it shouldn't be the case. We should have a unified RALO. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Carlos Vera. I see there are several questions in the chat room. I am trying to consolidate the questions under a topic or idea in the interest of time. Silvia Herden and Fatima have the following questions. No candidate thought about asking the Caribbean ALSs what is it that they really want, whether to remain in the region or separate. Sylvia Herlane says that we are worried about a relation with the Caribbean, and interestingly enough, there is no one from those ALSs on this call. So I believe that the issue at stake is the relation with the Caribbean, and the specific question is, hasn't any candidate thought about asking the Caribbean directly about this issue? Carlos Vera, you have the floor. Carlos Vera speaking. Thank you. I think that candidates to the chairs have to address this question rather than candidates to the secretariat. If we focus on the different types of characters or idiosyncrasies, the Anglo-Saxon one and the Latin or Latino one, well, we see that there are reasons for these divergences within our community. And once again, I believe that reaching out to the Caribbean is of paramount importance, not only to resolve a problem, but also to have an institutional, organized, and orderly relo that we so much need, and that would resolve this problem together with our initiative, our creativity that the Anglo-Saxon community members also have, of course, and that needs to be blended with our Latin idiosyncrasy. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you. Alberto Soto, you have the floor. Alberto Soto speaking. I focused on several practical solutions, and one of my ideas was to engage in a dialogue with these two persons that said yes and then did not fulfill or live up to their commitment. The Naralo chair visited us in Dublin and said that people from the Caribbean had reached out to them and that Naralo would receive them without any issue. First of all, there are no legal possibilities that would happen. I think I am addressing a question posted by Ricardo. Moving from one region to another will be addressed on a webinar call that we will be holding shortly. This has been posted for comments on the wiki space with no comments to date. So they cannot leave the region. We need to do our best to integrate them. And I believe that I have implemented or put in place a lot of initiatives. If I continue in the chair or as chair, I will continue working very, very hard. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Alberto. Raitme, you have the floor, please. Raitme speaking. Going back to this issue, let me say that some procedures are sort of dated vis-a-vis changing needs and current needs, especially in the Latin American and Caribbean community. The fact that they are not here on this call is just one more symptom of this problem. We shouldn't be wondering what has happened. We should be wondering what is it that we didn't do as a region so that they feel fully integrated. So we need to have clear rules, updated rules, and apply them, and all members, ourselves included, have to be equally committed. Thank you. Silvia speaking. Thank you, Raitme. Umberto, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Silvia speaking. Hello? Can you hear me? Umberto? Silvia speaking.
Umberto speaking. Hello, I hear you, Silvia. I can hear you. Silvia speaking. Go ahead, please, Umberto. So could you please repeat the question? Silvia Ivanko speaking. Yes. We have consolidated a question. Has any candidate ever thought about asking the Caribbean region why? Umberto speaking. Well, I wanted to confirm that was the question. Okay. On several occasions and campaigns, I have sent emails to the people from the Caribbean region, and no reply has been received from them. So the only thing, or the only person I was able to speak to was Deb, and there is another person from the Caribbean who is in contact with me, and he told me that in the last meeting in Dublin, he proposed to approach the Latin American people, and it was almost insulted. So that's why I do insist that we have to meet face-to-face, at least we have to, the leaders, because we have some history with them. So, and there is no secret in this. I mean, in the voting round, no one from the Caribbean voted for me. So I asked them several times by email, but I would like to go and meet them face-to-face and ask them, and I would like to, I mean, address them face-to-face. That's why I haven't contacted them for this election, because I know that I will not receive any reply. So perhaps this will make thus our solution more difficult. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Umberto. Maritza Agüero, you have the floor. Maritza speaking. Thank you very much. Well, saying that there is no presence here from the Caribbean representatives, well, this is an indicator, and of course I believe we should ask them directly what had happened. This, of course, has to do with strengthening the communication channel. That is the way, I believe, to achieve a better result. But in fact, what we have to do is to take effective measures by means of a survey or a face-to-face meeting, but that is something that we have to do jointly, the Secretariat with the Chair and with the support of staff as well. But I repeat, this result, this indicator has to do or reflects a previous situation, and we have to find out what that situation is. And of course, communication is something important. We need to improve communication so as to be able to learn what happened and what they really want. Thank you. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Maritza. Carlos Aguirre, you have the floor. Carlos Aguirre speaking. Well, I believe that in region we have people who divide the region. We have to be honest and clear on that. So when it comes to the answer to Fatima's question, whether we have asked the Caribbean people, well, I think we have to ask ourselves. For example, we haven't asked people from the north of Brazil, where we have no ALSs, or ALSs in the north of Argentina. We haven't asked certain ALSs, because we know there are past regions in our Latin American regions, and there are ALSs that we haven't asked or contact. So I think we have to contact those people, and we have to reestablish connections there. I have a very good relationship, an excellent relationship with Carlton Samuels, and that is back since 2006 when we exchange emails. We call ourselves brothers. So we have a very good relationship, an excellent relationship. And I believe that we have to, there is a lack of sincerity in the relationship that we have. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much for your reply. We are running out of time. We have to stick to the time. We still have 15 minutes or 20 at most, so we now would be in our final round of questions. In this final round, I would kindly ask the candidates to provide your final statement in 3 minutes, and I will read now Renata's question, which was not answered. She has a concern about ALSs from Brazil and whether there is a plan for the Panama meeting. So please, Eve, when in your final words, if you could please answer that question, I would appreciate that. Each candidate will have 3 minutes to answer, and we will be finishing the call, and now we will go back to the alphabetical order. Now I will give the floor to Carlos Aguirre. Carlos, please, I would like to ask you to speak up, and you have 3 minutes to deliver your speech. Carlos Aguirre, you have the floor. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Well, I have already answered that question, but as I said before, this is something that we have to do. I believe we are looking for ALSs in certain countries, but we have also to pay attention to our regions, or we have to look at the internal regions in each of our countries. We have a vast region and many ALSs that need representation. They want to have their voice heard, and we are not listening to them. And that is something that we need to do. That is a work we have to do to accomplish. So we have to be professionals at that. And that professionalism has to do with devoting the necessary time. Unfortunately, those who have other obligations or occupations, those who have to work to make their living, well, for them, sometimes they need to give priorities to their life, and they cannot make the most of the time. But I believe we have to be full-time to solve this problem. Thank you. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much, Carlos. Maritza Güero, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Maritza Güero speaking. Well, so as to sum up, when it comes to the support to the secretariat and support to the different initiatives to make the most of that, we have to break the barriers. We have to support initiatives, diverse initiatives, so as to work based on consensus in favor of the community, of course, reviewing documents that have already been posted on the wiki page, and of course, listening to the different stakeholders, not only to our fellows from the Caribbean, but also from our fellows and colleagues from the Brazilian region and Spanish-speaking community, because we are representing a group of end users, but of course we can have more end users in other regions, so we need to strengthen that. And we cannot consider that or address that in a segregated way. We have to work all together. Perhaps we have to do a mapping, we have to do a survey, have face-to-face meetings or training programs to give priority to this so as to break this barrier, not only the language barrier, but also the connectivity barrier, and to support each other. So we have to work on that orderly. We have to pay attention to everyone, and that is a role that the secretariat should have. And, of course, I am at your disposal for any additional questions that you would like to make. Thank you. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you. Marisa, Humberto Carrasco, you have the floor. This is Humberto Carrasco speaking. I know that I have 3 minutes to speak. I only want to say that you have Simi, of course, you might agree or not with some of the things we have done together with Alberto. I only wanted to say that I would like to make the most of the experience I have gained to resolve the issues with the Caribbean region. And I will make the most, I will make my best effort for that. I started in Dublin when I took that course. Those who participated, who took that course, are witnesses of that. That is my desire. There are so many things that we need to solve when it comes to participation. Sometimes it's really difficult to be incentivated, to be aware of this, because since we are volunteers, of course, we have to give to prioritize our working lives. And we give priority to that, to our jobs. But of course, we have to be intelligent. We have to make the most of this experience. We have to look for courses so that participants can be certified, or to help participants to improve their level of English, and to have bilingual participants. That is what we have to do. We have to work on the amendment of our documents. And we want to continue with that. We want to do that. So I ask you to believe in me. I am what I am. I am not given a double discourse. I mean, I'm being very honest with you. So I hope you can vote me. Thank you. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Umberto. Raidme, you have the floor. Raidme speaking. Well, taking into account what Fatima and Renata said when it comes to promoting and rescuing ALS as well, this requires research, something that is unfortunately not being done. And in the case of the Secretariat, well, this is something that has to be promoted for the ALSs in the region. And especially, we have to take into account the different functionings of programs. For example, the leadership program should be taken by the regular leaders or the ALSs leaders so as to be part of, or to be able to be part of these. And I believe that research is necessary, not only by the Secretariat and the Chair, but also by the members of the region. For example, from ISAC Venezuela, we are always supporting and happy to support other ALSs. And perhaps that is something that can be done in the whole region. Alberto Soto speaking. Hello, can you hear me? Silvia Vivanco speaking. Dreitme, are you online? It seems that Dreitme dropped, so we will ask the staff to reconnect Dreitme. This is Dreitme speaking. Hello, can you hear me? This is Dreitme Citerio speaking. Can you hear me? Silvia Vivanco speaking. Dreitme, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Dreitme speaking. So, as I was saying, the idea is that we have mechanisms to promote and certify ALSs beyond language. And we also have to promote the necessary tools so that leadership may have, or so that ALSs may have their own trained or skilled leaders. That is what we have to do, regardless whether it is the secretary or the chair. Thank you. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Alberto Soto, you have the floor. Go ahead. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Well, more than promising, I would like to speak about what I have done. When it comes to the north of Brazil, we have been working with Aline, and we're looking for, and I hope we can continue, even though I might not be reelected, I hope to keep on looking for organizations to certify ALSs in the north of Brazil. When it comes to Panama, I am personally working with Lia Icanza from our recently incorporated ALS. And in preparation for that, they have a PowerPoint presentation with information. And this would be before the Panama meeting. When it comes to the Panama meeting, we will work with that in the future. And when it comes to my final statement, well, I don't think if I say something, I will earn or gain votes. The only thing I can say is that I will keep on working. When we certify ALSs, the ALSs assume a commitment, a participation commitment. So we have to see which is the best way for them to participate. But, of course, it has to be in favor of everyone. I'm not asking you to vote me or in favor of me, but I want you to vote based on consciousness. We have to be honest and responsible when casting our vote. And please take into account that only people who work make mistakes. And this is good, but at the same time, we're also having rights to criticize on our own ground. Thank you. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. Carlos Vera, you have the floor. Carlos Vera speaking. Well, first of all, I would like to thank my colleagues and to congratulate my colleagues for being candidates in the RALO. So this implies or this shows the potential that we have within our region. I am really sorry about the issue with the Caribbean and that their participation is not here or that they are not compatible with our procedures. On the other hand, I think we have to value the effort that we make to incorporate new ALSs. And I believe it is important to make an effort to have more people within the ALSs which are already accredited so that they can work. So there should be a commitment within the ALSs so that they can stop being unipersonal ALSs, and so that we can see within one ALS 2, 3, 4, or 10 people working there to be or to become leaders. No leadership is good is no if no new leaders are created. So we have to permanently create new leaders. So we have to, I believe we have to be brave enough so as to create new leaders for our replacement so that they can create new projects that will replace the old projects. And finally, to dare to question ourselves and question people who are working. I believe we are in the right way, and I wish that every day we can have an election in our RELO so that participation from all of us would be continuous, and not only on these special occasions. I am saying this ironically on one hand, but I'm also taking into account the demands of the leaders that we have. But we need the support of the community and the input from the community, and this input is of vital importance together with the support of the Secretariat. The Secretariat is a support for the community, support for mediation, support for international relationships, and we can work together with the chair very effectively within or without or outside the board. So thank you very much for that. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Carlos Vera. So we are now getting at the end of our meeting. Before closing the meeting, I would like to ask the participants and the community members to continue with this debate, since the elections, according to the calendar that has been published on the wiki page, will start on Tuesday and until February the 9th. So we have 2 full weeks when you can participate, you can discuss, you can go to the wiki page or to the LACRALO mail list. So please continue with the debate, exchange ideas for the region. So I would like to invite you to continue with the debate and to improve the by using the communication tool so that we can continue with our debate before the elections that will start in February. So having said this, I would like to thank all the candidates for their excellent presentation, and especially to the LACRALO community members for their active participation and enthusiastic participation within LACRALO. Thank you very much for your attention. Good evening. Thank you all.